Yes, now, and welcome back to episode 93 of the Top Loaded Podcast. And as ever, this episode is powered by Third Down Space, your number one space for card supplies, custom card stands, and grade preparation kits. And if you want to use our link in our bio or use the code TTP10, that is TTP10, for 10% off any of your orders. Yeah. And if you are very quick, custom card stands have reached a deadline, I believe, for arrival before Christmas, but you can still get them card supplies and grade preparation kits. And maybe you got a few days off over Christmas. You can start getting them cards ready for grading next year. But most importantly, the number of episodes is dwindling for 2023. But H, how are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Ron. Very well. As you said, obviously, you know, we are now coming thick and fast towards the end of the year. Only what, another, I think, two, maybe three episodes after this before the end of 2023. So it's flown by. It's mad to think, obviously, one, that we're coming to the end of 2023, but two, that we're nearing 100 episodes. So yeah, it's flying by. And obviously, we're not going to be too long into 2024 before the 100th episode obviously hits. So very much looking forward to that. But obviously, yeah, at the moment, third to last, I think, episode of this year. So yeah, obviously, we're running out of things to talk about, I think, at the moment, obviously, in terms of what's going on in the hobby. Not too much is happening. Also, this time of year is typically probably the quietest time for the hobby. But hey, we're getting there, and so trying to get into the Christmas spirit. So what more could you want?
Yeah, like we say, this is actually the last normal episode of 2023. Next week will be a Christmas special where we'll be joined by some guests. There'll be some quizzes, some awards, and everything good like that. And maybe, just maybe, a Christmas jumper might appear if I'm feeling festive next week. But most importantly, let's get to another episode. Obviously, it is time where, before we talk about a few of our best bits of the year, where what our best cards we've picked up on and stuff, but first of all, there is a release this week. And before everyone says it, because this would be quite a niche one, not everyone's interested, but this week is the launch of the first and the maiden voyage in the WSL Women's Sticker Book Collection, which for a women's fan like myself is a very expensive upcoming just before Christmas, and especially that some of them Arsenal stickers will not be going in my book. They'll be going straight off to SGC or PSA. However, I was going to say here, I had a nice bit prepared about go and pick up your boxes and your starter packs, but they're completely sold out on panini.co.uk as we speak. So, H, I think that's just showing the testament of actually how popular this set's going to be, that it's actually sold out already on their website. So it looks like a lot of people might be making their trip to their local supermarket or corner shop or something like that to be able to pick up some packs or even try and swindle a box out of the shop.
Yeah, mate, I think it just sort of shows the levels that the women's game has come on over the course of, you know, just let alone this year. You know, in terms of obviously, you know, the release of Women's Chrome, to now obviously, you know, the Women's Sticker album that's completely sold out across Pini's website. So as you say, literally word for word, it is just testament to the women's game as to how much has come on leaps and bounds since, you know, the start of this year, let alone sort of, you know, the last 2-3 months. So it's really good to see, obviously, you know, that it's getting that much attention and, you know, it's selling out that quickly. I mean, God knows how much stock they had, because obviously, you know, with the men's product, doesn't tend to sell out on Panini. So you know, for the women to sell out, you know, within, was it released today, wasn't it, I think, or time of recording?
As of recording, it comes out in 2 days time, so it's actually pre-order sold out.
Pre-order, yeah,
that's impressive.
So I think, you know, to have it set out on pre-order, I think, as I said, it's just showing the levels that the women's game has come on, which I said obviously is a really sort of positive thing for the women's game and the hobby. You know, you hope you can be seeing a lot more, you know, rookie stickers, if you like. You know, obviously, I know Russo's also in an Arsenal shirt now. You've got a lot more, you said, them rookie or first year stickers, as if you like. So, yeah, it's good. It's really surprising, is the wrong word to use, because obviously it's not surprising that women's game is getting this much attention. But I think the surprising element for me is just how quickly it's sold out on pre-order. And it's not surprising to do any with the women's game an injustice. It literally is just, it's taken aback in how quickly it's sold out. So that's it. I can't wait for, you know, obviously Jack, a good mate of ours, and, you know, him filling in his sticker album on his YouTube channel. And, you know, we're looking forward, I think he's in a box opening tonight, I think he is, at the time of recording. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the stickers are looking like. I think some of the previews that I've seen, they're looking really, really strong. And like I said, you can't beat a complete sticker album. So yeah, it's great to see that the women's game is getting this much attention now. And I said, in my opinion, it's fully deserved. So it's about time that they released the women's sticker album.
Yeah, like I say, I think it ties in with a lot of people saying about championship and stuff like that. Now, obviously, full women's products, you've had Man City team set cards, you've had Chelsea, Arsenal and Chrome. But for Man United fans, for Liverpool fans, Tottenham fans, and obviously the other Six Nations members of the WSL to receive their first lot of stickers. And it's like you say, there's going to be a lot of rookie stuff. And obviously a lot of the big players have had World Cup cards, England stickers and cards. But it's going to be great to see some of the shinies as well, some of the action shots. I've been fortunate enough to see some of the previews as well, and also some of the cards, the stickers have already been opened, which do look fantastic. And like, just piggyback on what you say, lucky enough, I was at the Emirates this weekend for the new WSL record of 59,000 fans at a game. So it shows you the demand is there. And Panini, let's have a look to see how busy these stickers get as well. And I'm hoping now that they've seen, oh, wait a minute, this is actually as popular as we thought it's going to be, that who knows, they might delve into the card world, which could get very expensive but great at the same time. But like I say, if anyone did want to have a look, if you do head over to GBW's YouTube channel, as of recording this on the Monday night, it has come out, so it'll be already out for you. But can't wait. I'm saying now I'm going to try and not spend all my money on it, but I feel I might make an excuse just to go and get a meal deal stank at work just to see how many packs they've got left for me to open. I'm going to come back every day and probably have quite a few stickers, but does that mean I need to have an emergency stock of sleeves and top loaders in my desk now? I think it might have to.
I would imagine so, yeah. I would imagine so.
It's going
to
be
if done. Only we had a discount code to use somewhere to get some sleeves and top loaders.
It's taking this geezer 93 episode, but he's finally got the plug. Come on. It's going to be a great release. Obviously, say it's going to be similar to the Men's Premier League sticker book in terms of there'll be starter packs, obviously the overall big boxes as well, and then obviously look out for your sticker albums everywhere in all good retailers. So for all the likes of Tesco, Sainsbury's, WH Smith's, or even the local shop to you, should all have it. So do keep your eye out this week. And no doubt, I think we'll see quite a few people picking it up. But we'll slowly move on. Actually, talking about WH Smith's, it's another perfect segment. I actually went in there the other day and I thought, let me have a look, because they did bring out a release in there, a good for probably even longer than that, 2 months, 2.5 months, potentially 3 months ago, of a Stranger Things set. Obviously, I'm not going to talk about season 3 box I opened, because I still feel very hard done by Zero Cool on that one. But season 4 was released, and very quietly, the Blasters did actually appear in WH Smith's, which I didn't know about. So fortunate for me, near my work, I went into the local WH Smith and actually had a few behind the thing. Also, randomly, with one Liverpool team set, which I couldn't quite work out because I was like, oh, didn't know they stocked team sets anywhere outside the Topps website or likes of Kaboom or other locations. But, yeah, so hopefully WH Smith and Topps now have a deal, which would be quite nice. But open that up. Obviously, nice cheap rip. Chance of autos, but I think it's 1 in 20 boxes. So, sadly not, but H, with like Stranger Things now, they had Topps Liverpool sets. It's good to see now, as well as Game and Tesco's, a lot more of these high street retailers are actually getting on board with Blasters and actual hobby products as well.
Yeah, I think the demand for it has been underestimated, I think, across retail stores within the UK. I think, you know, as we saw Smith's, also, I think with the first sort of impulse where obviously where school was introduced,
yeah.
You've then obviously seen Game introduce sort of Stadium Club Chrome, your women's Chrome, to sort of to name a few. And now you're seeing obviously side cards in Tesco's, and as you say, now we'll see Stranger Things and possibly team sets in WH Smith. So it's nice to finally see the hobby and the demand being recognised within the retail stores, whether that be Topps or Panini, whatever that may be. And having these products now available to us on the high street. And I think, you know, that's not like a broken record every time we bring it up, but it's just so refreshing to finally see these products easily accessible for the UK collector, you know, without having to constantly order it online, order it through the US or wherever that may be, to now have it, you jump in your car, bus, walk, wherever that may be, down to your local store and you can pick them all up from there. So It's such a bonus for us. And I said, hopefully, if they start bringing sort of team sets, fan sets, into WH Smith's, an example, and having those products there as well, it's only going to come on leaps and bounds, and it's certainly going to become that much more popular. And as I said, get more people into the hobby having these products there. So yeah, it's really, really good. So hopefully, obviously, we'll start seeing a lot more of it into the start of next year. So yeah, can't complain about that at all.
Yeah, like I say, it's always great to see. It's obviously dangerous for the collector because it's very much impulsive. It's like what we hear in America with the people going to Walmart or Target, and then they just end up doing their shopping and then they walk out with whatever box it is. But like I say, it's great to see. It's opening up the hobby to a lot more people, and that's what we're really hoping with likes of the WSL sticker book and stuff like that, that it gets more collectors into it. Once they discover stickers and then they realise there's cards, there's that clear segue into it. And like we say, it's good to see, I think especially at the last London Cup, a lot more of the younger generation of collectors were at the show. And they weren't just like they was there just for the fun of it. They were making some serious moves. You see them in America, but it's slowly working over here, which is great to see. And talking about pickups and stuff like that, obviously, we're going to briefly talk about obviously, it's a very tricky one. And no doubt, everyone listening out there, if we had to say pick your five best pickups from this calendar year, A, you probably forget half the things sometimes you pick up during a year, and then you're like, oh, well, that's got to go in the top five. So we've earmarked five. In the first four in no particular order. The last one is our favourite pickup of the year. But I'll let H start with one of his four selections. Obviously, just talk us through the card, H, why it's in your top five, and then also, is there a plan to, if it is raw, is it a plan to grade it, or is there anything you want to do with the card, or even potentially match it up with something else going into 2024?
Yes, so I don't have the physical cards with me purely because I've dusted my whole display down the other day. They're all nicely laid out. Sounds really anal, I know, but I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get them all out and then try and put all back in again in the same space. So I was like, you know what, Ron, I've got pictures, I'll just use those. Call me stupid, Aiden, whatever you want to say, but here we are. So yeah, so obviously two to fives, no particular order. So I think for me, straight off the bat, was literally a pickup from London the other weekend. And that is obviously going to be the Gabriel, obviously Prism Gold Auto to 10 in a PSA 9 on the auto grade of the 10. I mean, yeah, you can't really say much more than that. Obviously, incredible cards. To 10, gold prism, auto, PSA 9, auto 10. Can't complain about that at all. The gold obviously absolutely slaps, and Gabriel is one of the best centre-backs in the league. So, you know, what more can you say, really? Gold auto to 10, that's definitely going straight into my my top five. So literally picked it up 2 weeks ago at London. So shout out to Kaboom Cars, obviously, for the deal on that one. But that's going to go in as my first one in the 2 of 5 range.
Funny enough, we haven't planned this, but my actual first card is an auto to 10 as well. Like, it's just perfectly in sync.
Oh, you're in sync, Ron.
I have gone with the Jens Lehmann Eminence auto. I think Eminence is, A, still to this day, I don't believe actually how fit the actual card is. It actually is in a 360-point mag. Just
same as them gold bars, isn't it, as well? Oh, hey. They're like,
it's a weapon. I wouldn't be able to take that out with me in the street, but I think everyone who's seen Eminence in person or seen it online, it's one of the luxury sets. It's one of them sets that you always have. You're always like, oh, I'd love an Eminence card one day, but the prices are always very high. I managed to get this one for an incredible deal, pretty much half the actual value of what it normally goes to. Obviously, an Arsenal legend as well. Obviously, there is Eminence cards, if you go back quite a few years, actually in Arsenal colours, but recently there's not. But get Jens Lehmann as well, iconic 2006 Germany kit with a 2006 ball, obviously at the home World Cup for Germany. Just is a magnificent card. And people do say, do you want to get it graded? But if anyone hasn't seen it, do go online and just type in like Eminence and obviously PSA slabs, because when PSA do grade some of them, it literally comes in an A3 slab for the little card because it's so thick, they don't have any small slabs for it. So the reason why I'm not grading, A, because I do love the Eminence sticker on top for the World Cup, but I don't fancy having about a 32-inch slab, which is actually probably the same size as my TV. So it's going to be staying in the mag, all protected up, but that is my first pick of my top five. And over to HC, let's see if we can. It'd be great if we can like match up all the way through. It'd just be sensational.
So yeah, so the next one for me again, you'll probably be very familiar with this. Again, was only a pickup recently that I actually got in the same deal as the Gabrielle. So it is the Ben White Orange Prism to 15. It's jersey number, so it's 4 of 15. Obviously, yeah, Orange Prism PSA 9. Again, you know, I've really started to try and collect obviously Ben White towards the end of this year. And that's the first sort of, you know, lower numbered pickup that I managed to get. Obviously, love a PSA slab. And the funny thing is, I didn't actually realize it was jersey number until I got back to the hotel room with Jason. And I was like, it's 4 of 15. I was like, wait, his jersey number's 4. And I just didn't even cross my mind. So yeah, that was a nice little added touch. And like I said, I'm a massive fan of Ben White. So I was really, really pleased to pick that up. So yeah, that's then both of them, obviously literally pick up at London last weekend, have both slid into the top 5, that's for sure.
You're not making it easy for me, are you? An orange card in a PSA slab. Like, how am I meant to match that one? But funny enough for me, it's an orange chrome to 25 Galazzo Viviana Medo. This is not meant to have happened. To be fair, I did swap my order around as soon as you said that slab. But
you're not supposed to tell him that, Ron. Come on.
No, see, look, we can't see that like, we're too organized. You know what I mean? That would be a bit of a downplay of everything we've seen in the 93 episodes. But this is obviously number 1 of 25, Gem Mint 10 from the latest Chrome. Obviously, picked it up from our good friend GBW. I think it's just anything Chrome related, especially if you can get the 10 on it, just looks absolutely fantastic. And it does tie in with a card that I've got coming up in a couple. But yeah, I think PSA slabs do make everything look better anyway. And then you stick that little Gem Mint 10 on it and it just makes it a little bit sweeter. But yeah, I think the Viviana Miedemar had to be in the top 5. No doubt there's a few cards that are very close to getting in, especially from Chrome itself. But that one just sneaks in, I think, mainly because of the player to 25 and also the Gem Mint 10.
Unbelievable, mate. Unbelievable.
I do try. But right, now we're officially going to stop matching, all right?
Yeah, all right, cool. All right, cool.
Let's not make it look too weird. Right, so what's your next one?
Right, my next one. For those of you, obviously, who have listened to the podcast for a little while now, know that when Impeccable 2021-22, I believe it was, first come out, obviously there was a certain dual auto on the checklist. And when we did the checklist review, I said from date dot, this is the card that I wanna get hold of. Also redemptions got fulfilled. So coming in obviously in the third slot, obviously, is gonna be the dual auto of Ben White and Aaron Ramsdale. Number 99 is number 1 of 99, obviously Aaron Ramsdale jersey number. But yeah, I mean, it's just beautiful. So that's definitely going to be number 3 of my top pickups, purely down to the fact that obviously it was one that I said from the get-go when I saw the checklist, that's one that I want. Obviously, then the Fanatic Redemption broke my heart even more. But then finally managed to get a hold of one. So that's coming straight in at number, well, not number 3, but the third of the two, five, four.
Yeah, and up next for me is a on-card auto, another one in the top 5. I think on-card autos are very sweet. And then, obviously, there's a certain man who's left Arsenal, but is still the main guy I do collect. And obviously, that is Mr. Granit Xhaka. This is a Futera on-card auto, number 28 from the latest Futera drop, Triumph. And it's one of them that he hasn't had many autos. He has signed quite a bit in tops. Panini, we're still waiting for him to actually bother to sign them. So, please, Granit, if you do listen to the podcast, can you please sign them? Because last time I called someone out on the podcast, they actually did sign it the next week. Would be lovely, even though I can't see him really signing now, even until the winter break or until next summer. But would be nice to start seeing the Xhakas roll out of the Panini factory. But yeah, on-card auto to 8. Might be one I might get graded. I think it'll look great in a PSA slab, this one. Even if I just authenticate the auto, it does go slightly off the card. So I think that has to be one. But also, when it comes to Futera, obviously not all of it's licensed, but for the moment they have the Arsenal license, which makes it that little bit better on that on card auto. So that is in the top 5. Obviously, there's no, I don't think anyone's going to be stopping the back pages to say that I've put a Granit Xhaka card in my top 5. But that was the number one of all of them. I could probably have done all five Xhaka, but got to be fair to the rest of the collecting people. Just sitting in my case, collecting dust really at the moment.
Well, I mean, it's going to be hard to top that, I think. Obviously, Xhaka on card. But I'm going to, because I can't top it, I'm going to steer away from Arsenal. And I've got an F1 pickup, obviously coming in at the last spot before we reach the pedestal at number one. Again, for those of you who listen to the podcast and know me, know I'm an avid Günther Steiner collector. So I actually managed to pick up first year Dynasty. Obviously, Günther Steiner number to 10, jumbo patch auto. So first year Dynasty. And I mean, yeah, what a card. Was very, very, very pleased when I picked that one up. Obviously, off Lewis, I think it was in the end. Obviously, LGL breaks from a little shipment we got over. Managed to get that from in there. And I said, what a card. I think the logo patch is from a logo from the arm of Günther's shirt. I said, yeah, number to 10 on card auto, Günther Steiner. There's not much more you can't love about that.
No, especially how much you are collecting Günther, the Dynasty first year. It ticks all the boxes. Literally, it's one of them cards that ticks all the boxes. And like we say, hopefully in the 2024 top five, there'll be another set of Günther Steiner that no doubt will appear very soon. But for the moment, that is a very nice one. Obviously, we did have a mini panic that for some reason you didn't put your Günther Steiner 1/1 in there. And then we actually realised it was over a year already, which...
an absolute meltdown. I was like, I've missed out the most important card. And I was like, wait, actually, no, I picked up in October last year. So, yeah, time's gone quickly.
Yeah, too quickly. And moving on to my one I actually picked up at the... I can't remember if it was the first or second. It was one of the first two London card shows, or even potentially actually the summer one. So after all that, definitely probably weren't the first, second one, was Beth Mead Orange Wave Refractor, obviously from first year women's chrome in the Gem Mint 10. Obviously one of the most iconic women's players, especially the English game. A lot of people would say two of the most iconic ones is her and Leah Williamson. Obviously Arsenal as well in the 10, first year chrome, Orange Wave. It's one of them that as well ticks a lot of boxes of, it's one of my favourite parallels to collect within the women's side. And you don't really see many of them actually pop up anymore. And especially first year, quite a lot of them did sadly struggle a bit with QC. So to get the 10 on it, very over the moon with it. I actually haven't seen another one really come up recently. So that had to be in the top five just for how nice it is. And perfect timing as well of her coming back from injury. Scored her first goal for England at Hampden Park the other week, and then also scored a couple of goals again for Arsenal, which has been fantastic to see her back on the pitch. So here's everything comes building up to the number one spot. This is the number one pickup by HA Cards UK in 2023. This is the one that gets the slab mag treatment first over anything. It should really be in like a special platinum one or something, like to get the award. So the number one card for UH this year, the pinnacle of your 2023 collecting year, goes to?
So it goes to a pickup from the February London Card Show. We've seen a theme here. Most of my pickups have come from a London Card Show. But yeah, this pickup goes straight in at number one. So he bought this very start of this year, obviously in February. And I knew once I picked it up, obviously it was going to be one that I'd be keeping for a very, very long time. Arsenal GOAT, don't need to say much more than that, is the Thierry Henry auto from Mosaic. Obviously, it's a PSA 9 auto 10. And as Ronnie rightly pointed out, it has gone straight into the colour match slab mag. Shout out, obviously, third down displays for that back in February. But yeah, Thierry Henry, Mosaic auto, PSA 9 auto 10. I mean, yeah. What a card. Obviously, you know, Henri, the GOAT of Arsenal football. My childhood, you know, legend, still legend to this day. And I wanted an Henri auto for quite some time now, and to get one in an auto 10 in a PSA 9. Yeah, that went straight to the top the minute I bought it, and it stayed there for the whole of this year. So, yeah, that is my top pedestal. And I think everyone watching, listening, knows what is about to come onto Ronnie's screen now. But Ron, what is your top pickup of this year?
Yeah, I think it's no surprise. I think it's hard to say what your favorite card in your collection is, but I think if I had to have an outlandish comment, I think this is now my favorite card I own. It obviously is the Ustina Black Stenius Sapphire Selections Gold Vinyl 1/1. A card that I never actually expected to own, obviously the Super Fractor. I was very fortunate enough to get the other cards in a rainbow, and then when it presented itself, I thought I'd make a play it on eBay, not thinking I was going to get it. Obviously, was very fortunate enough to win it, and like I say, it's just a stunning card in person as well. It doesn't do it justice what you can see over a camera lens or in a picture. In person, it is absolutely stunning. And like I say, I think it is my number one card now of the collection. And now there's a question mark whether it goes off for grading or it stays raw. It's a predicament to be in. I think it's heading to PSA in early 2024, obviously on a higher tier than value. But I will definitely be picking up a Kurtz Card Care kit from Third Down, just because I think you just got to make it look that even bit better than a Super Fractor foil. But yeah, it's like I say, it's been a fantastic year for pickups. It's been, like we said, it's easy. We could have easily done quite a few honourable mentions. There's been quite a lot of very nice cards as well picked up during the year. Just looking over my shoulder briefly, quite a bit of Sapphire Women's, which could have made the list quite easily. A few Chase cards that I managed to get. I've got an Arsene Wenger 1995 from Japan, which was a hard one to chase down, which I've been chasing down for a couple of years. But like I say, hey, it's just been, if we look back over it all, I know we obviously recapped a little bit last week, but actually in terms of cards, when you do look, but I think it's very important. I don't know if you would agree that sometimes it's good just to look at your collection. I think all of us collectors tend to do it more than what we should do. I know they say don't handle your cards all the time, but it's nice sometimes just to sit back and actually look at it, see how the year went in terms of collecting, because obviously you learn every pickup. But then also you might now have a card that you might, you know what, someone else might enjoy it a bit more in their collection, so I might move it on. So I think it's always good to recap, review, and just have a look at the cards. And then also then it's perfect way to finish year, because then 2024, you can work out what you want to do for the next 366 days of collecting.
And it still is trying to search for the Gunther Steiner to five, to put it bluntly. Still hasn't surfaced the whole this year. I still have not found it. 2021 flagship, Gunther Steiner to five paper. If anybody sees it, please, please drop me a DM, because I have not seen one yet and it's just painful. But yeah, like you said, obviously, you know, when I give the old cabinet a good dust down every fortnight, if you like, rearrange all the cards, and you just sit back and think, you know what, cool. Like, you know, the collection you built up over since you started in the hobby, and how much has evolved, what you've sold, what you've brought in, you know, what you've kept in the case for so long now. And, you know, I had a box in my display, like, just like, I think it's a prison box that I'd got from Big H when he used to break. And I was like, oh, mate, if you're not using the box, send it over to me. I'll use it for the display. I opened up, it was like a load of cards in there. There's like six empty mags, all these cards. And I was like, how have I missed? Like, I've row of top loaders. I was like, where's this been hiding the whole time? So it's like, even things like that, like, you know, you don't appreciate where you've left some things, or like I said, just this appreciating the last year as to what you've picked up, the whole collection in general, when it's what you're looking predominantly going into 2024 at. You know, you look back and think, you know, this time next year, where's what's our top five cards going to look like? And yeah, I guess you've got to appreciate the collection you've got, because you said, you know, what you built up and what you spent, traded for, pulled in a break over the last, you know, year, or, you know, in our case, you know, 2 years almost being in the hobby now. You know, it's quite impressive to look back and think how far you've come on the journey so far.
No, definitely. I think, like you say, there's always highlights, whether it's card shows, pickups, meeting new people, whatever experience it might be. It's been another great year, and let's put it this way, we're not going to have the last proper episode of the year and not talk about pickups, because I have got pickups, and I've actually gone to mainland Europe and picked stuff up, which is exciting. So that's me covering for H, like, as we do. That's what
you're, yeah, thanks, bro.
So actually, when I was in Germany last week, and I was in the train station in Cologne, and I was like, that week the Bundesliga stickers come out, and I was like, I'm gonna have to get a hanger few packs, however format it was, to try my luck with a Granit Xhaka sticker. No luck. I actually, funny enough, I did rip these packs in the plane on the way back. So somewhere over Belgium slash the channel, wherever it was too dark to see. There was being packs ripped. Obviously, I did buy one of the new hangers, which I've got to admit, look fantastic. And what I do quite like, the Bundesliga, which I didn't know until this year, is actually Bundesliga and Bundesliga 2. So it's the first and second division. Obviously, the first division get more stickers, and then it's like mini stickers for the second division. But a very cool idea, and would be very, obviously, you're never going to get the Premier League with the EFL, but would be a nice way, even potentially an EFL Championship sticker book, and then have mini ones for League 1 and League 2. But then, funny enough, I was in the shop, and there was a little box next to it. I was like, oh, what's that? And funny enough, on the theme of like the WSL sticker book, they had the Frauen Bundesliga, which is obviously the female Bundesliga. And I was like, well, I can't leave one of them there, can I? So obviously did buy one of them, trying to chase the Georgia Stanway. Sadly didn't get it, but got some very nice Pop, Oberdorf, and some other players in the league. So that was quite a fun one. And then funny enough, there's two more sets of pickups. This one, first of all, is Cartridge UK, done the deal. Obviously, I picked up this lovely blue Mojo Kim Little, obviously number to 250. And then I think one that Hage is going to like here, Queens of Football to 50 gold, Beth Mead. I think it's one of the nicest inserts in cards, yeah. Personally. The Sapphire is absolutely world class. It's one, I think, probably my second favorite insert of all cards to Queens of Footballs. So it was a lovely one to actually be able to pick this one up at a very good price. And then, funny enough, when I was in Germany, I did travel over there with our good friend, Lav Breaks. And there's a certain individual, obviously, being a Chelsea fan, that he doesn't really want no more, which I was like, all right, then, bring him over. Because Kai Havertz is definitely one of the players I want to collect. So I got a little bit of a bundle of his leftover non-Chelsea Havertz. Do you want none of that stuff in blue? Nope, I want none of it. I would have left it in Germany for someone to have. But it was a brief one, so it was like a nice red score Havertz, blue prism from the World Cup, nice Futera to actually 85, then also another Futera to 19, and then two slabs, obviously the Optic rookie in a CSG9, and then the last one, which was the main pickup, which was a 2018 Futera unique Kai Havertz gem mint 10, which... funny enough, if you actually do look on my Instagram page, I actually took this to the Leverkusen Stadium. I thought it could be quite a good picture. And then to top off the deal, there was a nice Georgia Stanway rookie in there as well. So a massive thanks to Lav for them pickups. Obviously, there was pickups, which is always nice. And
I think you've got one more pickup, though, haven't you, that you actually acquired while you were in Germany? I don't think we can't go the extra without you showing it.
All right, I'll get it then. Special one. This one had to be done. Obviously, this is not card related, but anyone who knows me...
Yeah, it's not card related, yeah.
Yeah, so when I was obviously at Bayer Leverkusen, I went to one of their games, did venture to their shop and picked up a Granit Xhaka Bayer Leverkusen shirt. Actually, it's a very nice kit. And I don't know if I've been eating too much food or Castori comes up very small, but it is a very tight fit. So I had to level up a couple of times. But it could have just been because I was at the Christmas markets.
Yeah, we'll put it down to that.
Yeah, so I'm hoping when I put it back on, there's a bit more room, but I highly doubt it. But it had to be done whilst I was out there, a Granit Xhaka shirt. So yeah, that was probably my favourite pickup of non-card related. So
unbelievable, mate. Unbelievable.
That one, don't even know if I'm haven't got the heart to wear it at the moment. It's so nice because it's all hanging up. So it might just be staying there for a while. But yeah, it's been... a great time in Germany as well, looking at stickers. I was hoping for a card shop out there, but sadly I didn't have one. But H, is there anything, obviously we know the Gunther, that's on the rainbow, but anything you've seen recently on eBay, Instagram, whatever, that you thought about picking up, or even a card that you've seen that's given you inspiration to chase after, or even a rainbow of like a card that you've got already?
For me, I think the main two that I'm going to be looking at going forward into 2024 is going to be an Ødegaard auto. I also know he's got some in Inception, in the Musiala set, and Stadium Club Chrome. It's one of them things where I think he's got one in Top's Finest as well. It's one of the things where the Musiala set, although it's not the most sought after set, you know, it's not been the most expensive of his autos in comparison to Stedin Club Chrome, for example. The picture design is really nice. Yeah. So I'm sort of just playing me, biding my time, waiting for the nice, a nice Odegaard auto to come up. Preferably, obviously graded, yeah, all the better. But otherwise, a raw, I'm not too fussed. So waiting for the right one of those to come up. Late to the party, but I'm looking at, I'd like to get a Martinelli auto in. I said obviously a bit late to the pot on that one, but there's a couple of Prism rookie autos obviously on eBay that I've seen, and then yeah, just a few other bits and pieces here and there that I've popped up before. Yeah, they look quite nice, and yeah, I've got to buy my time, wait until the new year, and then see what's happening from there. But yeah, for me, definitely it's an Odegaard auto for absolute sure. And I said the hunt for my first Arsenal 1/1 is still on, unfortunately. So hopefully that'll be not too late into 2024 when I can finally pick up one of those. But yeah, that's what mainly I'm on the hunt for at the moment.
Yeah, I think for me, it's finally time for me to turn my attention to actually getting stuff graded. I've been
trust me.
There's been a lot of PSA specials in the last week or so for the holiday season. Waiting on that soccer special, maybe women's special, or even value special. No, nothing yet. Sadly, it's been 70s, 1980s packs. I'm like, come on. You know you want to drop a nice soccer special, which you never do. Didn't even do it for the World Cup last year. So drop a nice soccer special at like $15 a card. And that might save me a few quid, even though I will spend a lot. But in terms of, I think it's always going to be similar of going forward, is picking up, I think, Sapphire, Arsenal, women's cards. And then by the time you know it, it'd be the new sets. Hopefully Kai Havertz gets into Arsenal for the Arsenal checklist in Prism. Be good to see which autos do come for tops and Panini and everything like that. I think it's going to be quite exciting. And I'd love to bring you some great news in terms of Panini have announced the release date of this soccer product. They did release their schedule, and the only sport not on it, yeah, you guessed it, soccer. So we are still none the wiser of the next release. We're speculating middle of January to the middle of February, hopefully for Premier League Prism. But until we have get any definitive answer, we're still just hoping. But obviously, H, it'd be nice to actually have a set to talk about, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it certainly will, mate. A nice checklist to review, a nice set to talk about. Yeah, make a change for sort of last couple of months. We've not really had too much to talk about, so I'm sure we'll be run off our feet when the new year comes around and we've got all these different checklists to review. So we'll count our blessings for now, but it'll be nice to finally review a new product when that comes out.
Yeah, no doubt they're waiting for the next London Card Show special to do it like the day before that, and then we'll be like, well, why have you done that now? We've got nothing to talk about. But like we say, it's going to be great fun, and obviously next week will be a bumper episode special to celebrate the 2023 year, also be festive period. So we are doing our second edition of the Top Loaded Podcast quiz with some special guests this time, where me and H will be in the driving seat asking the question. But who knows? We'll probably throw each other a few questions and curveballs as well. Obviously, like, there'll be tie breaks of how many slab mags did H actually buy this year. No one knows. It's just a pure speculative answer. And no doubt,
I can probably find out for you. I can find out if it might be a question.
But there we go. That's
while we're live, I can find out for you.
There we go. That's going to be one of the questions. And I'm going to throw people out. How many Arsenal women's cards have I got in my collection? Because I do not want to know that, actually, because, yeah, that's going to be quite...
It'll be until next year finding that out.
Yeah. Hold on, boys. Sorry, it's Christmas already.
Yeah.
But like we say, we do look forward next Tuesday, obviously, usual time of 7 p.m. in Britain, for the Christmas special of the Top Loader Podcast quiz. And obviously, as ever, this is the last actual normal episode of 2023. There will be a special bite size. It's be a very quick one for Boxing Day, just to do a bit of a recap. And that will feature the Top Loader Podcast Awards of the Year, where me and H will be deciding our favourite sets, cards, parallels, overall, everything in the hobby for the year. So let me say a massive thank you yet again for every single person who's listening, watching, or however you may be watching along or listening to this episode, whether it's on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you do get your content. Please leave a like, rate us 5 stars because it helps us massively. And like we say, thank you everyone out there so far for the sport in 2023, and we have got big things planned for 2024. including more content and everything like that, and getting some of our favorite guests back on. But from me and H, hope everyone out there is buying, selling, trading, all that good jazz, having a good festive period. If you do celebrate, do have a drink for us, because no doubt the Christmas drinks are flowing, and probably the mince pies, there's probably been quite a few of them as well for the people out there. But most importantly, happy hobbying and good night.